This morning, we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, it's pretty amazing. We're already 10 days into the new year of 2021. The calendar seemed to change quickly, and we just kind of kept right on going. And I know a lot of people start out with their new year with some goals, with some resolutions, and things that they're going to do better at, or whatever the case might be. I know Pastor Boyle preached on that a couple weeks ago, but I'm not one necessarily to come up with a whole bunch of resolutions, you know, like, oh, I'm going to do all these things. But one thing I do kind of set up for myself are some goals, some practical goals along the way, to help me keep my focus on where it should be and what God has called me to do, and then what God wants me to do. So I want to just kind of share some of those this morning with you, hopefully to be an encouragement and a blessing. So Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read two verses here. We'll continue reading through the passage. But Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." Let's open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you have given us. It's beautiful outside. But Lord, you have we have set this time aside to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Help us to worship you today in spirit and in truth. And just as we look into your word, may it be an encouragement to us, a blessing. And may you just look to each one of our hearts. Is there something that we need to change or to just get right before you, Lord? Help us to do that. Just give me the words to say as I speak, Lord. Help us to just be a light in the world that we live in. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this new year, there's so many uncertainties, you know, as we kind of look ahead. There's an election. There's a lot of things going on in the world. But one thing we know for sure, as that song was saying too, is God leads us along. God has always been faithful and will continue to be faithful. So as we look at goals and resolutions and things, one thing that I always kind of go back to is Proverbs 29, verse 18, where it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." So without a goal, without a direction in which we're going, oftentimes we can kind of stray, we can get lost, we can get off track of where God would have us be. We all need to have a vision, we all need to have a goal as to where we are headed. And so God gives each one of us direction from his word of what, you know, what we should be doing. And I know as I was reading and looking at this passage, God just was working on my heart as to what, you know, where and what we should do. So as we see here in verse number 1, it says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children." You know, so often Satan wants us to follow all the lures of the world. There's so many distractions. There's so many things that want to try to derail us, that try to get us off of what God has for us to do. And it says, "Be therefore followers of God." You know, that is what God has called us to do, is just to follow God. The constant information that we're always getting, you know, the we're not unsure of what's going to happen in the world that we live in, of the next day. But you know what? God just tells us to follow him. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Are we supposed to worry then? Are we supposed to? We might have concerns. We might have things that we're unsure of. But God just says to follow him and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And watch what it says there. "And all these things shall be added unto you." When I simply follow God and obey him, he's the one that takes care of us. God doesn't make mistakes as far as the timing of when we're here, what we're going through, the trials. As the song was talking about, God leads us along. You know, Esther 4:14, you don't have to turn there, but Esther 4:14 reminds us, you know, as Mordecai was talking to Esther, and he says, "Do you think you're here at this time for such a time as this, you know, to save her people?" You know, and so I was thinking about that too. I was reading an article the other day of, you know, a lot of people are concerned about their grandchildren and children of what's going to come next. And so as I was reading it, one thing it pointed out was, but God's in control of all these things. And even though we might be concerned about the future, God has put each one of us here for a particular purpose and for a reason. So as we follow God, God tells us to follow him. Matthew 4:18 through 20. I'll turn there. Matthew 4:18 through 20. It just says that as we follow God, if we're saved, we have been called to follow God. I just want to read this. Matthew 4:18 through 20. It says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." So, and then in verse 21, "And going from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." So Jesus was walking along, and he called these four men here to follow him. What did they do? They got up, they left what they were doing, and followed God. They followed Jesus there in that case. They followed Jesus, and that is what God called them to do. And as we are saved, God has called us to just simply follow him. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John 12:26, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." So in this passage here in Ephesians, we see how it just says to follow, "Be therefore followers of me," of God, "as dear children." So as we look at this new year, a goal would just be to simply, if we are saved here this morning, to simply follow God. Follow God. Because when we follow God, all those things are going to not be as big of an issue, or big of a mountain or whatever, just because we are simply following God, trusting God as we walk along. Verse number 2, and I'm going to read a few more verses here. "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." So Ephesians 5, verse 3. "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." So we have follow God in verse 1. Be therefore followers of God in verse 1. And then in verse 8 here as well, it says, "Walk as children of light." Again, this is opposite of what the world promotes. The world is promoting, it's pretty much all dark. It is, nothing is, you know, exciting. Maybe it's exciting on the outside. But as soon as you get in and really realize what they're promoting, what Satan really is the god of this world, what he's promoting is darkness. It's not anything to do with light. But in this verse here, it says, "Walk as children of light, for ye were sometimes darkness." Before we were saved, we were walking in the darkness of this world, separated from God. And now that we are saved, if we have trusted Christ as our Savior, we are now walking in that light. And what does God say? He says to walk as children of light. Again, as the world and all the distraction around us, it's easy, I can say this for myself, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get distracted by all the things of the world, and then realize, oh, wait, am I walking as a children of light? Are the people in my life or that are around me, do they see me as a light? Do they see me as someone that is shining Christ's light to a dark world? 1 John, if you want to turn there, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. 1 John 1, 5 through 7, it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he," as God, "is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." So, walk as children of light. If we're walking with Christ, if we're following God, we're walking in light. And also in verse 2, it says, walk in love. Ephesians 5:2, just going back a couple verses, walk in love. The same love that Jesus had for each of us, we should have for others around us. Now, we don't have that love that Christ has in our own strength. You know, we only have so much love that we can of ourselves to give to others. But we, as we open our hearts up to the Holy Spirit, he fills us with his love that we can then freely give to others. I saw an illustration once of how this, the love that God gives to us to be able to give to others, as if a pitcher, you know, or a cup of water being put under a faucet or a waterfall. And as the water comes in, it doesn't just go up to the top and stop. If we are in walking with the Lord, have that Holy Spirit in that relationship with God, God fills us with his love that we can give back to others as well. So it never fills up. If our walk is where it should be, our relationship with God is where it should be, then God fills us with that love to be able to give to others. It never stops unless our relationship is somehow hindered in some way. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all that sin as we walk in that light. So just as we, and then also just walking in love. Also in that in Ephesians here, Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 15. I'm just going to jump down there real quick. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." So it, three times in this passage that we're looking at today, it kind of shows us, guides us, directs us how we should walk. Walk as children of light, walk in love, and walk circumspectly. Pretty much focused on what you are doing, not getting distracted by things around you. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. In John 13:14, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." So in other words, these three things here, walk in love, walk circumspectly. As we focus on the Lord and on following God, we're going to love others. And that really should be, I know, again, the world, kind of contrasting the world this morning, but the world that we live in is always about ourselves. You know, what? How can we please ourselves? How can we give, you know, get more things for us? But God wants us to love others. We have the hope. We have the good news that God has given to us. That's our job now, to share that light and that good news, the gospel, with others as well. God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, we take care of number one, ourselves, off all the time, but God wants us to love others as well. And these are just things that God was working in my heart about. Let's look at verse 3. I've already read it there, but I'm just going to point out a few things as just some goals. You know, again, just think of this as goals for 2021. You know, your goals might look a little differently, but these are just some things that God wanted to try to work in my heart and life about. So as we look at verse number 3 again, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, "But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you." And then if we drop down to verse number 9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And then have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." So all of those things that were listed there from verse 3 all the way down through verse 12, those different things, God wants us to put away uncleanness. Let it not be once named among you. Put those things away. If we're walking in the Spirit, as Galatians 5:25 says, it says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." If we are walking in the Spirit, those things should not be once named among us. Put all those things away from you. Put away uncleanness. Galatians 5:16 through 18. Just turn there real quickly, just a page back or two. Galatians 5:16 through 18 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." So as we walk in the Spirit, we are not going to fulfill those. There's not going to be room for those things. Don't allow the world to consume us, those things of the world, those things that should not be once named among us. But when we are walking in the Spirit, allow Christ to consume us and fill us, and all those things of uncleanness will fall away. There won't be room, there won't be time, there won't be energy for those things if we are filled with the Spirit. There will be no more room for them. So as we walk, put away those things, walk in the Spirit, if we are filled with that love that Christ has given to us and continually filling, then we'll be sharing the good news. We'll be doing these things as we walk in the Spirit and follow God. In verse 13, back to Ephesians 5:13, as we look at this new year, just follow God, walk as children of light, walk circumspectly, walk in love, put away uncleanness, and then in verse 13, "But all these things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." And then verse 15, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." And this next verse here, verse 16, is my point here. Redeeming the time because what? The days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." In verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." The days are evil. You know, this world, as I was talking about, this world, the things of the world can be discouraging sometimes. You know, it can be just of the uncertainty of what's going to happen, just the lures of the world. All those things can be discouraging. It's a dark place, but we have some promises from the Lord as well, and that should not discourage us. It should, however, draw us closer to the Lord. So, what does redeeming the time look like, though? You know, how do we redeem the time? I was looking at a few things, and that can be part. You know, there's so much in this passage here that we could look at, but a couple things would be as we redeem the time is to be in God's word more. And that was one thing that I kind of set my as a goal for this year, is to be in God's word even more. Because as the days are evil, we need to be prepared and ready to just to stand firm, as we sung this morning. The Bible stands like a rock. So if we are grounded on that rock, then we won't be moved in the days ahead. So be in God's word. Psalm 1 verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And also, just as we are in God's word, he's going to guide and direct each step of the way as we follow, again, follow God. Another thing is just prayer. Pray without ceasing. It's being in that constant state of prayer. You know, there's many people that are either ill or have lost loved ones. Being in a state of prayer for them, lifting them up before the Lord. I know this week I've heard some different things, and just trying to remember to be in a state of prayer for them, you know, for those different people, for needs in the family, for whatever it might be, just to be in a state of prayer. Pray without ceasing. So as we redeem the time, maybe time that's spent on social media or things like that, if we remove those things out of our lives that are distracting us from what we should be doing, redeeming the time, being in God's word and prayer, those things will really not seem as important anymore. Whether it be social media or whatever it might be. I know, kind of just this little side thing, but social media is not really anyone's friend. You don't really have true friends on social media. You can communicate, and I know, and I understand that. But if you look at what they are doing, these big companies and all that have these social media platforms, it's actually kind of scary and something that should be kept away from. I know I use it in different ways, but that's something, maybe that's a distraction for what God wants us to do and really spend our time and how we should spend our time. So is that, are things consuming us that God would rather have us do, whether it be in his word or in time of prayer or sharing the gospel with others? So as we kind of just look at 2021, we are only 10 days into it, but what are we going to do? How are we going to move forward this new year? That means there's 355 days left. But what are our goals? Where do we want to see ourselves at the end of 2021? I know for myself, I want to have a closer relationship with the Lord. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to continue to follow God, seek the Lord, help, ask him for direction and keep my focus on him. Hebrews 12:1 says, if you want to turn there with me, Hebrews 12:1. I love this passage. I took one of my classes this last semester was the book of Hebrews, and what a tremendous book it is. A lot of deep things in it. But in Hebrews 12:1, it says, "Wherefore, seeing ye also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God." So as we look at this new year, let us keep our focus on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's a goal, just to keep our focus where it should be, and just focusing on what God has for us, that relationship with him, and just walking in the Spirit. So the first thing is just follow God. Second thing would be walk as children of light. As we already kind of talked about this, so these are just kind of a summary. Walk as children of light. Put away uncleanness. Put away those things that are distracting us from, or the sins that so easily beset us, as it says here in Romans 12, or Hebrews 12. Put those things away. Redeem the time. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Be more, these are just some other things that I didn't go over in this passage, but just some other goals that we could have. Be more a more thankful people. You know, again, just it's so easy to just take things for granted or expect somebody to do something for you, but we need to be a more thankful people. Psalm 118, verse 1, just turn there quickly. Psalm 118, verse 1 just says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." We have much to be thankful for. You know, whether it be just to God for the things that he has done in our lives, but we have things to be thankful for either what people have done for us or whatever it might be. We can be a more thankful people. Another one, learn to trust God more. I think we're going to have to learn, I know I'm going to have to learn to trust God more in the days ahead. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but if I am following the Lord, I'm going to need to learn to trust him even more. We've had things pretty easy. I know in my life I've had things pretty easy as far as, you know, having things planned out or kind of knowing what the future looks like, but I don't always know what the future is going to look like, but I know I can trust God because he never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So learn to trust God more. Today is filled with more decisions that we have to make. Are we going to allow God to guide us, or are we going to try to do it on our own? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understandings, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy steps, thy paths." Jim Elliot, I love some of his quotes and just the encouragement that they are, but he says, "The will of God is always a bigger thing than we bargain for, but we must believe that whatever it involves, it is good, acceptable, and perfect." Again, as we look at this new year, as we learn to trust God and know what his will is, we can always know that where we are, what we're going through, it is good, acceptable, and perfect. We looked at this one too, just walk in love. Love others, you know, share that good news with others this new year, because I know from 2020 into this new year, people are discouraged. People are hurting. You know, there's the lockdowns. There's the different things of, you know, quarantine or whatever. Those are, you know, can be depressing times. So people need hope. They need more than what the government can give them. They need Christ. And we are the ones that have that good news. And then, and lastly here, as we look at I want to look at Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verse 1 through 5. It says in verse 1, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore." And then verse 5, "Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." So the last thing I was thinking of here in this year as a goal or whatever is to remember who God is and what God has done. God has done some marvelous things, marvelous works. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and his judgments. All that God has done in the past, you know, I mentioned Esther earlier, you know, that was a pretty scary time for those people, the Jews there in that time. They were ready to be killed. But you know what they did is they fasted and prayed. They sought the Lord, and even during that dark time, God brought them through. Each time, you know, you look at history and you look at leading all the way up to today, there have been some very trying times for God's people. But God has always brought them through. So remember who God is and what God has done. We can trust God because he is faithful. So as we follow God this new year, I just am looking at my life and just saying, you know, God, how can I trust you more? How can I follow you? Can I, help me to share the light with others? So goals for 2021, may we just stay faithful to the Lord and just encourage each other to keep our eyes on the Lord this new year. So let's close in a word of prayer.